Clement argued that jurors, two in particular in Hughley's trial, expressed early on that their views had swayed against Hughley, but they were still allowed to stay on as jurors. However, Clement spent most of his time arguing that the presiding trial judge allowed the case to proceed after one of Hughley's two lawyers fell ill. He said that violated Hughley's right to legal counsel.
Certainly in our briefs, we put a lot of argument into the Sixth Amendment issue, and so that's something that we certainly wanted to put before the court, and we were heartened to hear that they had a lot of questions on that.
But Senior Assistant Attorney General Leah Darin, who argued on behalf of the state, contended that Hughley was not insistent enough at a time when the judge could have ruled on it that day. She also said his other lawyer agreed to continue without her, and the defendant's rights were not violated. At least two judges noted that although he may not have been adamant, Hughley did express concern that his other lawyer was not present. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.